This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. David DeLaden is seeking public records across the country in his ongoing journalistic investigation into wrongdoing in the abortion industry. However, attorneys for the University of Washington in Seattle found a lower court to block public records requests and hide their work from the public they serve. DeLaden and the Thomas More Law Center are appealing that lower court ruling, blocking public access to government records pertaining to school purchase of abortion specimens. The investigative powers of journalists seem to be blocked only now when it pertains to abortion provider misconduct. Rising incomes in India seem to worsen the gender gap, the abortion of girls, because families prefer boys may leave as many as 1 in 16 girls unable to avoid gender selection abortion in India. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. Planned Parenthood has jumped into a lead role in the Women's March on D.C., scheduled one day after Donald Trump's inauguration and 6 days before the biggest annual march on D.C., the March for Life, January 27th. Organizers are hoping to capitalize on the angst felt by supporters of Hillary Clinton, and they are hoping to somehow outnumber the 2 million that come to the March for Life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.